Welcome to Bible Believers Fellowship and the ministry of BBFOhio.com and the conclusion of our study titled Holiday Guilt by Association. This is part two of two.
And they never did that. They never cut trees down and put them in their homes back in this day. We know that not only from Scripture, but from history and archaeology. That's just not something they did. They had groves outdoors, and they would set idols up and burn incense and offer sacrifices in groves. But that was outdoors. No one ever cut down a tree. If you were to time travel back to the day of Jeremiah and cut a tree down and nail that tree inside your house and start decorating, the whole neighborhood is going to gather around looking in going, what in the world is wrong with that guy? What is he doing? Why would he cut a perfectly good tree and then just nail it in his house like that? Why wouldn't he make a nice little god out of it like the rest of us? That's what they would have said. Amen, amen, amen. By the way, why is it just Christmas trees? People decorate trees. If you go to the mall, you'll see trees decorated all the time. But these holiday hunters never complain about a patriotic tree on July 4. Or if you have a Valentine tree. You know? People are never like, oh, that's pagan. You never hear that. It's just at Christmas time. There's something magical about the season. The Bible never says, I was being sarcastic, but the Bible never says to celebrate the birth of Jesus. That's true. Can you say amen? Yeah. There's never a place in the Bible that says to celebrate the birth of Jesus. The Bible never says not to celebrate the birth of Christ either. Amen. So there. Amen. That's exactly what, when someone says one thing, you have to think, okay, now let's put this in line. The Bible never says to celebrate the birth of Christ. It never says not to. Do you know all these people, and now they say, well, if it's not in the Bible, I'm not doing it. Hypocrites. Almost every one of those people have Sunday school. There's no Sunday school in the Bible. Almost every one of those people have Sunday night services. There's no Sunday night services in the Bible. Every one of those people take up offerings and have ushers. There are no ushers in the Bible. There are no pews in the Bible. There are no hymnals in the Bible. The book of Psalms, the Bible itself was the hymnal. Do you understand the hypocrisy there? Amen. Amen. I mean, you're going to have to say amen. I'm just going to keep preaching. Amen. That'll get you stirred up. Yeah, I see how you are. December 25th is near a pagan holiday called winter solstice. It's not even on it. You'll hear people say, oh, it's the winter solstice. Actually, it's 4 days afterwards. It's not even on it. So what if your birthday is on a pagan holiday, huh? Oh, man. What then? So in addition to being baseless, the holiday hunters slandering other believers are in rebellion against the text in Colossians chapter 2. You don't have to turn there, but you might want to mark it. Colossians chapter 2, verses 16 and 17 says, let no man therefore judge you in meat, bacon, or in drink, or in respect, what? Of an holy day, or holiday. It's the same thing. It's just spelled with a Y instead of an I. Or of the new moon, or of the Sabbath days, which are a shadow of things to come, but the body is of Christ. Now people say, well, that's talking about the Jews under the... It's talking to the church of Colossae, which is made up of Jew and Gentile. And it's talking about, yes, it includes the Jewish feast day, so all the Hebrew roots people and Judaizers can go take a nap. But it also is about the Gentiles and their pagan days. Don't let anybody judge you either way. That's what it says. Whether it's holy days, holiday, or holiday. It's a personal matter between you and God. Amen. Now, when you come here, probably in a couple of weeks, you'll see a tree in the back. We don't put that up. That's the people who run the Sharon Hall. I honestly would not put a tree in this room, if it was up to me. But I'm not going to complain about it either. The people who run the place, they want to put a tree up in the back corner. Have at it, and they make it about the soldiers who are overseas. Yes. Yeah. And, you know, if you don't have a tree in your house, one way or another, it don't matter. If you do have a tree in your house, one way or another, it doesn't matter, but if it's live, it'll probably make me sick, because we had a problem with that recently. Now, look at this. If you go to Mass on Christmas, that's... Or if you worship trees and pray to the false gods, and, you know, that's what people act like you're doing. We got a picture of Mariah. She was on her knees before the tree trying to fix it. It looked like she was bowing down for it. That would be another matter. You know, if you set up the candles and little idols and burn incense and chanted in front of the tree or whatever, that would be a sin. That would be a legit complaint. But having a tree in your house, coming to church, having a candlelight service or whatever, there's nothing biblically wrong with that. That's the point. It's not the day that matters. It's your actions on that day that matter. And that goes for every day of your life. So on Christmas Day, if you get up and you exchange some gifts and you have a little meal and you pray over the meal and you thank Jesus for coming and dying for our sins and you spend time with family, you ain't done nothing wrong. And if you don't have anything to do with Christmas and you don't have a tree or anything, but you just spend that day, December 25th, serving the Lord, glorifying the Lord, or you spend it with family, you haven't done anything wrong. Amen. See how simple that is when you follow the Bible? Amen. They make a mess of things when they don't follow the Bible. What about Veterans Day? You see, again, if we're going to be consistent, Veterans Day's pagan. You say, how in the world are you coming up with that? Well, let's look. There are special masses being said right now. There will be thousands of masses said right in this hour. All for Veterans Day. Here's an example. You're invited to celebrate our Veterans Mass. We'll be celebrated by Bishop Barber. Yay! Yay. I'm never celebrating Veterans Day again. I'll tell you that right now. Five pointed stars are pagan and they're on the U.S. flags. Don't believe me? Look at them. They're kind of fuzzy, but they're five pointed stars. And that's what some of the Wiccan groups and everything, they celebrate that. They're like, ooh, wow, we got our stars on the flag. Yeah, so, yeah, shouldn't be using an American flag if you're consistent. And then you have the fact that the Bible actually never says to celebrate Veterans Day. It's not in there. Look, from Genesis to Revolutions. And November 11 is a pagan holiday. Did you know that? You today are in a place of worship on a pagan holiday.
Oh, no.
Yes, it is. It's called Heroes Day or Einherrar. It looks a little fuzzy. Is it just me or is it the... Is it just me? It says, but it's called the Feast of Einherrar, and it honors your ancestors and great heroes. Sounds just like Veterans Day. Sinners. Why? I can't believe I even associate with you. So do we need to cancel Veterans Day? Anything? And we need to get signs and stand out on the street when they're having their little parades and you know, rebuke all those veterans walking down the street on Veterans Day. Right. Hey, oh, you're a sinner, you're wicked, you're not. What? That'd be quite a ministry. But to the absurd, what I just showed you made perfect sense. Yeah. And there'll be people watch this who will probably stop celebrating Veterans Day because of what they just... I'm telling you. They're going to see this on the internet, and they're going to stop celebrating Veterans Day. But to the sensible, that shows how ridiculous this guilt by association nonsense really is. That was just an example of it. And but I have to tell you this. If you're going to stick that rule on Christmas, then you ought to not celebrate Veterans Day anymore. Amen? Makes you want to do this. I'm telling you, there's been times where I feel just like that. Dealing with this kind of thing, dealing with these issues.
That looks like Pelosi.
Speaking of which.
Now, we're getting ready to close up, but I want to point this out before we get... Guilt by association is judging by appearance, see? You're just taking the appearance of something and not really getting behind it and really getting to the root of it and comparing it with Scripture, and it is wrong. And it's not just about Christmas. I'm telling you, you need to stop judging anything this way. Amen. You need to judge biblically.
Amen.
And that's not the way to judge biblically.
Amen.
Jesus says so. Did you know that?
Amen.
John 7:24. This is what Jesus said. Judge not according to the appearance, but judge righteous judgment. And that brings us back to our reading in Romans 14. We're going to read verses 8 and 9. Let's close with this reading. Let's go back and read those last two verses. Romans 14, verses 8 and 9. Beginning verse 8, read it with me. For whether we live unto the Lord, and whether we die unto the Lord. Whether we live, therefore, or die, we are the Lord's. For to this end Christ both died and rose and revived, that he might be Lord both of the dead and the living. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Don't be moved by all of this extremist nonsense. Major on the majors.
Amen.
Major on the majors. They'll do the same thing with Easter, and they'll do the same thing with most anything, any other reason to have a good time. And at Easter, though, we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Easter Sunday rarely is on the actual right day.
Right.
But you can still celebrate the resurrection that time of the year.
Amen.
And when you bring people to church, instead of trying to just convince them how pagan Easter is, instead, preach the death, burial, and resurrection. I just don't understand why that's not more simple to some people, but that's the way it is. So, real quick, any questions you want to ask, Mariah?
Don't the Quakers or some part, or maybe it's Jehovah's Witnesses, they don't celebrate birthdays
mm-hmm.
or somewhere.
Yeah, and that's something that actually I could have put in here and shown that what they don't realize is a lot of these people who preach this stuff get their information from the cults.
Yeah.
And a lot of times I've seen them take pamphlets, or I've taken memes and things, and crop them so that it doesn't show where they got their information. But they get it from the Watchtower Society. They get it from you said the Quakers, but it was the Watchtower and Seventh-day Adventists, the real conservative groups are behind it. And cults, it's just cults. The apostolics, we're just thinking of the Pentecostal apostolic groups. I don't know if your experience was like that, but the apostolic church, I actually went to one for a few months when I first got saved with a friend. And they were hardcore against that. They'll preach against the Trinity, and they'll preach this Sabbath stuff. I mean, you got to watch your sources and tell you a lot about what you're being taught when you see the sources.
Every year.
So, yeah, Eric?
There are a group of rabid holiday hunters who seem to wait with bated breath for October through December so that they can go on the attack against all things Halloween and Christmas. Now, Halloween is pagan and occult, let there be no doubt. But not everything done on or around October 31st is necessarily pagan or occult. And we will address those issues in a separate video. But in this video, we want to address the attack on those who take part in Christmas by having a tree in their house and decorating it. Is the tree, whether you call it a Christmas tree or a holiday tree or Tannenbaum or whatever term you use, is the tree, the decorated tree, pagan? We will begin by looking at the main scriptural text used to object to the use of decorated trees. And then we'll consider some of the other extra-biblical claims and accusations in a series of other reports. But before starting, I just want to say that if you do not put trees up in your home, there is nothing wrong with that. This video is simply being made to set the record straight for those who falsely teach and falsely accuse the brethren who do choose to use decorated trees, whether at Christmas or some other time of the year. We're not trying to convince you if you do not use decorated trees, to begin using decorated trees. But those who do choose to use decorated trees need to understand the answers to these false accusations. Now, as I said, the main scriptural text against the use of decorated trees is found in Jeremiah 10. And the holiday hunters usually only quote the first four verses of Jeremiah 10. But that's only part of what is said in regards to the text in context. We must read the entire context, which would take us to verse 6 and not just verse 4, in order to see exactly what Jeremiah is saying as recorded in Jeremiah 10. So let's look at the text. Jeremiah chapter 10, verses 1 through 3, begins by saying, "Hear ye the word which the Lord speaketh unto you, O house of Israel. Thus saith the Lord, learn not the way of the heathen, and be not dismayed at the signs of heaven, for the heathen are dismayed at them. For the customs of the people are vain." And here's where people teach that we're seeing a Christmas tree. "For one cutteth a tree out of the forest, the work of the hands of the workman with the axe." Jeremiah 10, 1 through 3. So it's clear that some pagan has gone out into the woods and cut down a tree. That's true. Then what happens? Well, they carve it into an idol. That is what is being described in verse 3, the work of the hands of the workman with the axe. After he's cut the tree down, the workman using the axe then produces something, which we know to be an idol. Idol makers would cut down a tree, then hack it into short sections, and then carve those sections into the shape of an idol with the same axe. That is just fact. Folks, there isn't a single recorded instance of Jews, even in their worst days of apostasy, bringing trees into their homes. They set up idols in outdoor groves, and those were in what the Bible calls high places. But anyone claiming that Jews brought trees into their homes and then decorated them is simply bearing false witness. But careless readers skip the part that says the work of the hands of the workman because they have an agenda, and they pretend that this is like some old hillbilly going out into the woods and cutting down a tree to bring home a tree to the family and set it up in his house. It is not. Then verse 4 is mishandled, using the modern use of the term deck, and they picture a tree in the house being decked. Here's how verse 4 reads. "They deck it with silver and with gold. They fasten it with nails and with hammers, that it move not." Now, 20th and 21st century Americans think of deck the halls with boughs of holly. And so we think that this is saying they decked the tree with garland and bulbs and lights with silver and gold. But that is not what this means. The word decked means to paint or coat. They took the idol that had been carved, the work of the hands of the workmen, and they painted or coated it in silver and gold. Few people could afford, in that day or this day, a solid gold or solid silver idol. So they cut down the tree, carved it into an idol, and then they decked or painted or coated it in gold or silver. Then they nailed that sucker down so no one could steal their dumb little idols, like Rachel stole Laban's back there in Genesis 31. And verse 5, which is usually not quoted by the holiday hunters because they don't want their tree hater ideas, the tree haters to get the idea that this might not be talking about a tree, so they stop at verse 4. So we read verse 5 as it describes the idol's utility, saying, quote, "They," the idol, They, the idols, are upright as the palm tree, but speak not. They must needs be born, because they cannot go. Be not afraid of them, for they cannot do evil, neither also is it in them to do good. That's Jeremiah 10:5. Now, it wouldn't say as a palm tree if it were a tree. When I say I am stiff as a board, I'm not actually claiming that I'm a 2x4 wood board. I'm saying my muscles are stiff, and I am stiff as a board. Likewise, Jeremiah is describing these idols that have been hammered into a secure place, and he says they are upright as the palm tree. Obviously, they are not a tree, but as a palm tree, standing straight, stiff, and still. You see, Jeremiah's point is that they are stiff and lifeless idols. Now look again as he describes these idols in verse 5, saying, they are upright as the palm tree, but speak not. Why would he say they speak not? Why? Because they have mouths carved in them, but they can't talk. This is not a decorated tree. It's a carved idol with a mouth carved in it, but it cannot speak. Again, verse 5 says, they must needs be born, that means to be carried, because they cannot go. Why would it say this about a tree? It doesn't say it about a tree. It says it about an idol. It's saying this about the work of the hands of the workman who has carved an idol with legs, but those wooden legs won't go anywhere. Finally, Jeremiah has finished mocking the idols being described, and he says in closing, verse 6, forasmuch as there is none like unto thee, O Lord, thou art great, and thy name is great in might. Jeremiah 10 is not describing a Christmas tree or a decorated tree used any other time of the year. First of all, there was no such thing as Christmas in Jeremiah 10. Jews never cut trees down and put them in their house. They never decorated trees in their homes. The only time they used trees was live trees in groves in high places. He is not describing a tree, but the description of the process of idol making. And those who accuse anyone, but especially accusing Christians, of idolatry because they decorate a tree, they are false accusers. If you are doing this, repent. If others are doing this to you, ignore them and follow God's admonition found in Colossians chapter 2, verses 16 through 17. Let no man therefore judge you in meat or in drink or in respect of an holy day or of the new moon or of the Sabbath days. Did you get that? Let no man therefore judge you in meat or in drink or in respect of an holy day or of the new moon or the Sabbath days, which are a shadow of things to come. But the body is of Christ. Thank you.
for solid King James Bible preaching and teaching, along with the encouragement of the Psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, tune in to our internet radio station available every day, 24 hours a day, at bbfohioradio.com. Join listeners from over 150 nations, all 50 U.S. states, and other U.S. territories who are tuning in and receiving free Bible teaching at bbfohioradio.com.